Good morning, everybody, and this is Rabbi Yaakov Fish here in Jacksonville, Florida, on my podcast, Let There Be Light, focusing on El Daily Insight number 8 today. So we continue to study chapter 27, Perek Chav Zayin of Tehillim Psalms. And today we focus on the second part of the prayer that King David says, Lachsos Benoam Hashem. So to give you the context, is just to go back to the beginning of the verse, it's Acha Sha'alti Ma'esa Hashem Osa Avakesh, one thing I ask from Hashem that I truly desire. We just spoke about yesterday the difference between an ask and a desire. And now he says, Shifti Beveis Hashem Kol Yimei, I want to sit in the house of Hashem all the days of my life. Lachzos Benoam Hashem, to see the pleasantness of God, Ulevakei Beheichalo, and to be a guest or to visit His sanctuary. So I wanted to talk about the notion of Lach, first of all, today, Lachzos Benoam Hashem, to see the pleasantness of God, to see the pleasantness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the pleasantness of Hashem. What does this actually mean? So the truth of the matter is, the ultimate purpose of the mitzvos in the Torah, and everything that we are commanded to do in the Torah, is ultimately a way of getting closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, getting closer to the Almighty, getting connected to God in our lives. These are tools. So all the mitzvahs that we have, it's supposed to further that connection, it's supposed to enable us to have a much more close and loving relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because that's really why He put us into this world. He put us into this world so He can have that relationship with us, A, and B, He can bestow goodness upon us. But He didn't just want to bestow the goodness upon us, He wanted to make us earn it. So that's why He gave us free will, and we're able to choose good. We're also able to choose not good. But this way we earn it. But the point is, I mean, this is a much, much deeper and larger discussion, but the point that I want to specifically address today is that ultimately the mitzvos are a way of connecting with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a means of connection. Now, there's another perspective of looking at the mitzvos. There's another perspective which is popular in some circles, and it's very unfortunate that it's popular in some circles, because this is not really the point of the mitzvos. But the other perspective is that the mitzvos are a bunch of restrictions. So why do some view the mitzvos as a bunch of restrictions? Because when you just look at the command as is, and you don't see the whole context, that it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a loving God that gave us tools in this world to connect Him, so you just see the thing in and of itself, the command in itself, so you view it as a restriction. But that's an unfortunate way of looking at Judaism. That's an unfortunate, and forgive me for saying this, shallow view of looking at the Torah and Judaism. We view the mitzvos as tools and a mechanism to get closer to God in our lives. So the prayer is, Acha Sha'alti Ma'esa Hashem Osa Avakesh, one thing I ask for that I truly desire, is Shibti Beis Hashem Kol Yimei Chayei, Lachzos Benoam Hashem, to see the pleasantness of God. What that means is that you always want to feel, when you're connecting with the mitzvahs, you're really connecting with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're connecting with God, because He told me to shake the lulav and esrog, He told me to say the Shema, He told me to put tefillin on, He told me to sit in a sukkah, and so on and so forth. So I want to feel the pleasantness. I don't want to feel that Judaism is a burden. I don't want to feel that it's restrictions. That's what the Yetzer Hara tells us. That's what the other voices in the world tell us. I don't want to feel that. I want to feel the pleasantness of Shem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I want to connect to God in this world and feel His pleasantness. I wish you all a meaningful day and a meaningful journey in the month of Elul.